Nantucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show, hour number two underway. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. If you want to weigh in on anything, hit us up on the text line. That works really, really well. Still to come on the program, State Representative Alan Treadaway. He got a bill, and we're going to talk to him about a lot of nuance to it. It made the news here lately, but deals with rioting and protecting first responders and has drawn a reaction from Democrats. Very interesting, but we'll talk to him. That's at the bottom of the hour. The 11 o'clock hour from up in North Alabama, Madison County Commission President Dale Strong. I want to talk to him about Space Command, what is going on with the Inspector General of the Air Force, and how his community is reacting to it. Also, rumored to be running for Congressman Mo Brooks run for U.S. Senate. That's a name you want to keep an eye on. He might run for Congressman Brooks' seat up there in the 5th Congressional District. But Dale Strong from Madison County going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour, so please stay tuned for that. But joining us now, always a pleasure to bring this gentleman on. Very gracious with his time. I'm always grateful that he could come on. State Senator David Sessions. Senator, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Glad to see some sunshine finally.
Yeah, that weather really took a turn for the better here in the last 24 hours or so. So that's a feather in our cap.
Yeah, it's good to see it.
You're on your way or about to be, or maybe you're already there. Session underway, week number three after a week off. How has the going been those first couple of weeks, and what you looking forward to this week?
Well, you know, we knocked out the three big pieces that we need to get done on the economic development, the liability issue, and the tax break on the CARES Act money. So we got those three done the first 2 weeks. Governor signed them. That's a good thing. So now, focus shifting. I guess the media is kind of shifting the focus to gambling and. I don't know. I guess gambling is the big topic in the media, but I think you'll see medical marijuana coming up pretty soon in the Senate, as well as perhaps gambling may be discussed again this week.
What about the my understanding of the House, at least, they were trying to move the budgets up a little earlier in the session, just because you never know when it all could come to a screeching halt and everybody have to go home because of some kind of outbreak. But what about on the budgets? You think there's movement there, maybe getting something done a little early this year?
Yeah, I look for, since the 3 year out of the way, I look for the budget process to get started a little bit earlier. Like you said, you never know what's going to happen. So far so good, hasn't been, too bad up here. The House has a lot more difficulty maneuvering than the Senate does just because of the sheer numbers of House members. But, I think they've been managing the best they can. So it's, I think we're going to try and do our duty and do the 30 days if we can. And hopefully these numbers will keep going down like they have been lately. And, warm weather come on and perhaps a lot of vaccinations get in people's arms, the numbers will keep declining. That's what we're hoping for anyway.
Well, since you brought it up, and I was going to, but the media, and that's kind of what's leading me on this. I've been also talking to some of your colleagues. The gaming bill, Senator Marsh's proposal. This might be the week for this. Very pivotal week is the way it's being framed. Just your thoughts on where we are, and what do you think of the proposal?
Well, I've read over the substitute. Yesterday, I didn't see any really big changes from the original plan that he pretty much had put forward. Jeff, gambling's really not a good way to fund government. you know, we're losing revenue because everyone around us has it, and our citizens are leaving the state to go gamble in Biloxi or, you know, going across state lines to buy lottery tickets in other states. We're totally surrounded by it. You know, so we are losing a lot of revenue that could be staying here in the state. But, you know, it's this proposal, and I haven't made up my mind 100% either way yet. You know, the thing about it is it goes to the people for a vote. You know, we have to change the Constitution. You know, is it what I would do or I'd like to see? Not really. You know, I think there'll be some more discussion on it. You know, I think we're going from nothing but basically electronic bingo in the state right now to everything. You know, you're opening it totally wide open. You know, casino-style gaming, to, you know, sports betting and the lottery also. So it's a lot to digest. It's a lot of moving parts to it, a lot of players involved. Dell, I think, has tried to do his best to be as inclusive as possible. But, you know, we're talking about gambling. We're not talking about, you know, manufacturing business or something like that. And how much gambling do we need in the state? You know, at some point, there are some citizens that are going to be harmed by gambling. And we don't necessarily need those folks having it at their fingertips, so to speak.
Well, I mean, and one of the facilities, the Mobile Greyhound Park facility, I mean, that's in your district. It's mentioned about, you know, when you talk about these facilities, do you have any strong feelings? Do you get a sense from your constituents or, you know, does that weigh in on your decision-making process?
Honestly, I think most of the constituents out there would like to vote on a lottery. I'm not so sure that they want to vote on casino-style gaming mixed with a lottery. You know, we've got some issues in the state because we have the Porch Band of Creek Indians, Jeff, and I don't know how much research you've done on it, but, you know, if we pass just a lottery, let's just say we just get a lottery out on the constitutional amendment, and we pass that, the people of the state decide they want a lottery. Well, basically, that's a game of chance, and that's gambling.
Right.
It's just a game of chance. Well, that gives the Porch Creeks the open door, might as well say, to have any type of game of chance that they want to have. And you would get no revenue out of it. So, you know, it's a kind of a tough situation. I think the general public don't understand that, you know, if we were due just a lottery alone, then the tribes could do as they please, and we would get absolutely no revenue out of that. So all you would have would be a lottery.
But in the political reality, I mean, that's why we don't get to that point, because that what you just said could happen. And you have, you know, your colleagues represent areas where there are these legacy dog track casinos that they don't want to have to compete with the proliferated gaming that would be on tribal land. So for whatever reason, whenever this comes up, that you're unable to get to a 3/5 threshold for a constitutional amendment because those guys don't want to hurt what's in their district.
That's true. It's really a tough situation, you know, on this issue. So, and like I said, I know Senator Marsh has worked hard at trying to be inclusive and trying to bringing as many people to the table to try and come up with some type of agreement that everyone could live with. But I'm, you know, it's just hard to say whether this is the right time for that to, you know, to come up. And
you've been at this game a while. You know that in that fourth year of a quadrennium, you don't get it done this year, you're not likely to get it done next year. It could be 2023 before you revisit this again.
It very well could be. You know, the last time the people voted on a lottery in the state was back when Don Siegelman was governor.
Right.
And that was quite a few years ago. It's something that comes up from time to time. Like I said, we're not in a really good spot right here with this particular, you know, situation. Like I said, you've got money going out of the state to all these other venues. You know, in my area, it's Biloxi. Biloxi's an hour away from Mobile, big area, but, you know, and so people can go over there. And then if you get up in the Tennessee area, you got the lottery in Tennessee, right. You got lottery over in Georgia, and now a lottery in Mississippi and Florida. So, like I said, we're not in a real good spot on this particular issue, and it's a tough decision. And I can certainly understand anyone's position if they were against it. And of course, I can certainly understand everyone's position if they want to allow the people to vote on it. But, like I said, it's not cut and dry. A lot of moving parts to this particular piece of legislation. I don't think it'll come up today. It may come up tomorrow or Thursday, but I don't think it'll be discussed on the floor today. It's kind of my gut feeling about it.
Joined by State Senator David Sessions here for just a few more moments before I have to let him go. Senator, you also mentioned medicinal marijuana. I've heard the arguments on both sides. I guess they're out there for people to make the decision on. You think it's going to get some discussion this week? And what do you think of the Tim Melson proposal?
Yeah, you know, Senator Melson had this proposal last year. He worked on it pretty much all session. We got it out of the Senate. It got to the House, and then things, you know, COVID kind of held everything up. You know, perhaps it has a few too many, you know, what do you call it, diagnosis that it could be used for.
Right.
But, you know, he's done his homework, and, you know, it's... I think it's something that can be utilized for a lot of patients that need it. There's a lot of, you know, not only children that have seizures, adults that have seizures and muscle spasms and things like that, that this could be used for. And then you have the cancer patients that it may give some relief to, or help with an appetite issue or things like that. So I'm certainly planning on supporting Senator Melson's legislation on the medical, you know, cannabis. And I just can't sit there and tell someone that needs that particular, you know, medicine. I can't make that moral judgment for them and not allow it. It's kind of where I'm coming from on it, Jeff. It's just, it can be used for so many things, and it's proven to be pretty effective on a lot of them. And like I mentioned, the seizures, it's really, you know, and muscle spasms and things like that. So
Real quick, we'll get you out of here on this. This came up with an interview with Kay Ivey on Alabama Public Television, but some of the efforts to maybe at least add a degree of accountability from the legislature with the governor's executive authority. The governor come back and said, look, you don't need, I believe she called it a herd of turtles, but you don't need a big group of people convening to make an emergency decision. What do you think? Should the legislature, at least this year, be looking at stuff to add some kind of measure or some kind of check on the executive when it comes to these emergency situations?
You know, there again, you're in a pretty tough spot on that, because a lot of times the governor has to make a decision in an emergency instance. You know, would we like to be included in those decisions? I think the Senate and the House members would like to be included. Sometimes you can't be included. You know, I farm for a living, and I'm in a partnership with my brother. And sometimes he has to make a decision when I'm not there. Now, he can't always call me and involve me in a decision, and vice versa. So So, you know, sometimes those decisions have to be made. And, you know, and I think if it's a bad decision, I think they suffer the consequences. You know, this governor has done a really good job, I feel like, with most of her decisions. And will the next governor? Hope so, but not, you know, they may not. And I think, you know, perhaps some small measure of way of accountability, if we, you know, if a majority of the legislators feel it's a bad decision, that we could be called into a special session and address the particular decisions, you know, not necessarily make her have a committee of 10 senators and House members to approve everything that she does, or the governor does, whoever that would be.
Well, Senator, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. But thank you very, very much for coming on. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Always pleased to be with you.
All right, we'll talk again real soon. State Senator David Sessions on the program. We're going to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.